So they both push and pull us into bed with them by telling us labor is our inevitable lot, then dividing it into good and bad, honorable and dishonorable, mental and manual, and tell us we must prove by achieving our fitness to be included in the former categories. So we avidly embrace our leashes and keep our eyes locked on our leaders, as Plato advised power to train us so, seeking to be we, looking so avidly at the masters, seeking to be one among them and rise above the pond scum and soar across the skies. But all we learned was lies. Once atomized, once disconnected from each other, once deeply inculcated with the need to achieve in order to be seen, we readily believe our fellows, unlike us, never think that the quality of our thought far exceeds that of others similarly leashed. I think the film The Matrix, got it right. We are, in fact, an energy source for an entire global social world, an entire global construction. But it also got it wrong because, as Alice Miller said, it's not systems that do the dirty work. Actual human beings set up this mess intentionally, with intention, and that is key to keep us laboring. What do we think about that? It's time to call those questions consciously. We have to ask ourselves things we've never been asked before. The situation is we've been set up to labor. We don't have to, and it keeps us small. Are we content to stay so? To betray ourselves, our children, each other, and the earth while pretending creatures of illusion that we are, that we don't? Being forced to share our unique human gifts is a personal injury. As those who are enabled by our continued slavery, our being put to use so they may continue to play pretend philosopher king, are personally groomed and stroked and petted, sit on warm cushions and are fed with heads swollen in proportion to their emptiness. Alice Miller told us this. Our bodies are contested terrain. The personal is the phrase we have for this. It's personal when we open our hearts. It's personal when we don't. The choice under the regime of class is very political. Are our bodies things we want to have?